303 Board of Education for Monday night, July 14th, 2014. It is 7 o'clock p.m. And we want to welcome everybody. Thanks for joining us. Mrs. Rashford, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney.
Here.
Mrs. Hewell.
Here.
Mr. Manheim.
Here.
Mrs. McConnell.
Here.
Mr. McNally.
Here.
Mrs. Perra.
Here.
Mr. Sperling.
Here. Would you join me in the pledge to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start off with citizens' comments. Do we have
there
any?
There are none, Mr. Sperling.
There are none? Okay. Then that takes us to the superintendent's report. So, Dr. Schloman?
Well, I know it's kind of informal and in July, but I'd like to kind of touch on a couple of things if I could here. Hopefully, get the people in that way. Here we go. One of the things is that we received back our preliminary ISAP results, and as you know, you set, as a board, you set goals. For Richmond performance, I guess fortunately, in many respects, we have already achieved the math goal that was set for 2016. The math exceeded by almost four times this district average growth for Richmond for this last year, and so I think a celebration there for sure, but. We're going to have to be coming back to the board then to set a new target for math. Not a bad thing, I don't think, in any respect. So we're really proud of that. So this kind of outlines Dr. Brandt, kind of outlined for you here what happened in reading. Reading increase was about the same as the district average, an increased percentage growth, but the math growth was substantially higher. Questions about that at all?
Is there any insight as to why such a big increase in math?
They worked really hard this last year on math, so that was their focus. So, which is one of the reasons it came up in the on the SIP goals, on the school improvement goals that they had set, because they wanted to continue. That they didn't know what the results were going to be, so obviously now with the results, they've worked really hard on that, and so our they've received. Quite a substantial bump in their growth there. So other than that, I think it's just people's hard work. So
how are you going to address the reading? Because obviously the math is critically important to students' literacy.
Well, the reading was pretty consistent with the district average growth. So the district got about 1.1% growth in the district average, I think somewhere around there. So we'll be coming back to you, but I don't see the reading as being we need to change the goals there, but clearly the math, we do need to change the goals because we've already exceeded what we set for 2016. So the average, I think, was somewhere right around 1% reading. Across the district, and they got 1.1% reading.
And just some clarification for me, is this the old test, or is this the
new test? We're about 6%, and they got about 6% higher. Your question is this the old test or the new test? It's still ISAT, but they moved a substantial portion. It was supposed to be, help me out, 70%? 100% was supposed to be Common Core related questions or the new curriculum. So 100% of the questions. Now they haven't gone to the PARC test, which will be next year. So this was still the ISAT testing criteria with the new questions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah.
Kind of. It's a hybrid, but I think that clearly when we compare ourselves to the state, we improve as well as the state or better. And when we compare Richmond to the rest of the district, they substantially improved four times almost what the rest of the district did in math. Yeah.
And can we get that as a breakdown as we did before in last year's, where it'll just be percentage from each school who passed?
You will. We want to wait a little bit because these numbers will change just slightly because there will be a couple of kids one way or the other. So as soon as we do that, we'll schedule it for learning and teaching, just like we always do, and bring it back. But at the same time, we'll have to update the new goals for Richmond. Okay? Inter-district transfer. Some of you have asked me questions about where we are. We are at 28 students right now for inter-district transfer. They have till the end of the month, July 31st, to apply. We have they range everywhere from, you know, the most students from that are asking to transfer are from Richmond, which is 8. And then we have many that are at 0, but there are 28 students altogether right now.
How many families might that be?
You know, I don't know. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Becky, do you know about how many families? I mean, there are several that are like 3 children and stuff like that. So, you know, they range everywhere from, we ask them, parent unhappy with the school experience, to keep siblings together. Parent is a teacher at another building, wants to stay at the current school. So we'll get you all that information once it closes, but I wanted to tell you a little bit. It's at 28. It's not been a ground swell of things going out.
How many at Davis wanted to move in?
Pardon?
How many?
Davis is at 6.
So 8 from Davis, 6 from Richmond. Has anybody been denied a request?
We haven't even tried to even dealt with that yet.
Okay. So yeah. Everybody so far who's requested has been...
No, we haven't accepted or denied.
Oh, any. Okay. All right.
So this is just
these are just requests.
Yeah, these are just requests.
Okay.
So the most popular school to transfer to is Wasco, so which is interesting as well. So it gives you a flavor for that. So that's, just wanted to give you an update on that, where we're at with it. AC projects are, I think we've got Wild Rose is running.
Wild Rose is running.
And Corn is running.
Corn was started today, but it'll be up and completely running by Friday.
By Friday.
Okay.
And Norton Creek will be a week or two yet before it's going. So,
2 weeks, just right.
A couple weeks before it's running. So we should have air conditioning should be up and running for start of school, and we'll be good there. The polar vortex in July, and then when there's a hang or something, I don't know.
So that leaves just the middle schools then?
Just leaves 2 middle schools. Right.
Two of the three.
Yeah. And then, the other projects, the big ones are the tracks or the drainage at both east and at north. Assuming that we don't continue to get rain every day, they'll be completed, but they are getting pushed back. So we'll have to try to get those done as soon as we can. But it's been a little bit rainy. So. And then high school AP results, I just wanted to share with you, we'll give you that. They're learning and teaching too, but we are up again at both of our schools on our average score. St. Charles East is at 3.2. 2007, when I started, they were at 2.8. They're at 3.2 now, and North was at 3 in 2007, and they're at almost 3.4, 3.36. So the average score for their AP continues to rise down. So we'll bring you the details on that, the learning and teaching as well.
So on that, they both went up nearly 4 points. East, slightly greater increase relative to where they had been.
Yeah, they both went up from where they were last year. What I gave you was from 2007. They both went up from where they were last year in their average score. The more kids took it, and their average score went up as well.
Okay.
So that's good as well. They're really happy with that because that obviously gives more kids a chance for college credit coming out of high school. A couple people that are here tonight I wanted to introduce and congratulate them. Both Ken Farley and Brian Johnson. Brian is the year Illinois Association for Pupil Transportation School Bus. He's the winner for bus driver. So Brian is here. Where's Brian? Brian's back there. And so he was down in Peoria and now will represent the state at the national competition in November. Is that right, Brian?
Actually, Friday is South Carolina.
Well, Friday, South Carolina. Well, you're And while Ken Farley is also with our transportation department, he's our mechanic out there, head of maintenance, and he was the technicians competition. He won the state, and he's in November going to, where are you going to?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. So congratulations to both of you. Quite an honor to have one district that has both the head mechanic and the head, you know, the main bus driver to do that. So congratulations. Was it hard?
Yes, it was.
What did you have to do?
It was an air brake bus and a little bit longer, and it was a snub nose that I'd never driven before. So.
And what did you have to do?
It's an obstacle course where you go through balls and barrels and, you know, test your maneuvering skills and reference points. I guess I
know. And Ken, what about you? What did you have to do? Tear apart an engine? Or?
No. It was going to say a written exam testing technical knowledge. And then there's the hands-on portion is where they had four buses and they set up problems with them. And it's to properly diagnose those problems.
So, well, congratulations again to both of you. It's really cool. So thank you so much for representing the district.
Great job.
Also representing transportation here is a new block that has retired and moved on. And actually, she's working for the ROE now. So who knew? So Blanca. So she was our director of transportation. So Terry Primdahl is here. Terry's been inside the district. Terry is going to be the new director of transportation. So when you hear an irate customer out there or a customer that really wants to tell how good the bus drivers are, and especially missing the cones, you want to call Terry because she'll take all of the happy ones, and all the assistants will get the ones that aren't so happy. So Terry, you want to tell us a little bit how long you've been with the district and what you've been doing?
I have been in transportation. This is my third time back. I started 30 years ago, part-time job as a driver for additional pay as a single mom. Did that for 4 years, left, pursued my career in retail management, and then came back when I decided I wanted to change my career focus. Was a secretary at Day School, assistant principal for 10 years, and the position for special ed routing. When the district took on the interior as opposed to contracting, I applied for the job, won that job. Absolutely love transportation, so I missed a step. I was a driver, left retail management, was tired of that, was looking for a job. Secretary of Transportation was over. Came back to transportation, was the Secretary of Transportation for 5 years, and then moved on from that point and did something different. Never say never. Came back to the district again at Davis, 10 years, and now I'm back in transportation for 6 years. So overall, I have 25 years in the district, 3 stints. I must like transportation because I'm back and I like it. I like the people, the atmosphere. So there we go.
Well, Terry, thank you very much, and welcome as well, and to a new role. Continue to recycle yourself, so that's a good. So reinvent yourself. So
I did. I think I'm done. This is the last step, and then I'm retiring, but not for a long time.
All right, and then keeping with the introductions, with as you know, that we changed to a new food service provider, and that is Aramark. And so Scarlett is here. Scarlett Hugeback, which I think is your birthday today. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So Scarlett is here and wanted a chance to say hi to her. So she'll be around. She's was a manager for us for Aramark. So congratulations. Welcome. You want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Background is in dietetics as well as communications. Most recently, I was working in Indian Prairie School District for years. Very excited to lead our Aramark team, food service team. Get to know each of you, become part of the community, and definitely get to know our students. So excited for school to start, and start off with some exciting things. So thank you very much for letting me be here tonight.
Cool. Thank you. You're welcome as well. That completes the superintendent report.
Okay, thank you. That takes us to committee reports. Mr. McConnell, was policy last month? No? Okay. You know when the next meeting is offhand?
This one.
Okay, and when we go to learning and teaching?
Did not meet.
That's right.
However, can I put an ad?
Sure.
Advertise that our next meeting is Monday, 5 o'clock, and there are three items on the agenda. They're all kind of informational and to kind of update us on different programs that we've seen put in place in the last couple years and how they're faring. And the first is AT in the Infinity Program. The second is the English Language Learner, ELL programs. And the third is the middle school curriculum, and in particular how the exploratories and your other choice classes are, how it all fits together for our students. That has changed a lot in the last year or two, and so I thought it would be good to see how the new classes fit in that we've already approved. So it's just kind of an information session, but I encourage you to come.
And I have a quick question. For next Monday, both L&T and I think Norris are listed at the same time.
Yeah.
Who's first?
5 o'clock.
Okay, I thought we were doing informational here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we move ours up?
Well, no.
Was that okay? No, that's fine.
They were both listed at 5, so, and I actually had somebody ask me, they looked at the agenda. I actually asked somebody to look at board book because I couldn't get at board book at all at home. And they said, oh, and by the way, next week.
Yeah, they probably thought there was a typo. Yeah, they always meet at Norris.
It is at 5, but I would move to 4. You thought that was okay?
I don't have to come from anywhere, so I can.
Yeah, you don't have exactly. In time? To 3.
It doesn't matter to me. I just didn't. I wanted to clarify that.
Looking for some help here. Which time? Where do you want to move?
I'd say 5:45. What would you say, Dan?
For which one?
For the second meeting, not us.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
You're not coming anyway.
So learning and teaching at 5:30, 5:45?
5:45.
Is that reasonable? Is that all right to everyone?
Which one is it, 5:45?
Yours.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that we have a lot of people that are going to have to wait around for operas. So I'd rather go at 4, to be honest. Anybody?
I can do 4.
Does that kill it for anybody?
Can you move there to 5:30? Can you move yours to 5:30?
You're the chair.
I'd have to talk to Mr. Munkin. We've always been 5.
This is just
enough. Yeah, I just leave ours at 5.
Okay, learning and teaching is going to claim the 4 o'clock
slot. Yeah, why don't we just go at
4? Hour.
Yeah, and you'll probably have time to get there, I think.
If we have less than an hour meeting, we're not
going to. With that, are there any updates from Norris, from last
week? Yeah, we started digging deeper into the proposals and recommendations that were brought to us. We had some other questions we brought up, and some new questions that we presented to the director, Mr. Munkin, and his staff to start evaluating, and asked them to start looking into other facilities and seeing what works there, and bring some recommendations back to us as well. So,
when do you think the timeline is for us to see recommendations? Fall?
I'd say 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Early fall was our goal. I think we're going to start digging into things a little bit deeper. I think we got a good start on it last month. I think each month is, I think people are excited by it, possibilities. So.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay, and then we've got the operating agreement on the agenda for tonight. So,
yeah.
Comments on that?
No, everyone was in agreement with it. Everything was good.
Okay.
Mr. Chapman's not here. So, but yeah, they thanked him for his hard work. He was at our meeting last month as well, Mr. Baird. So.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, how about business services?
We met on the 26th. I'll blame everything on the CFO, Mr. Chapman, as long as he's not here tonight. Seth presented review book on the financial report with LD 303 along with Mays Johnstone, which are both in the packet tonight for review. We also
by Mr. Chapman, and again, both for D303 and the Mid Valley Special Education Cooperative. The final draft tonight is in our packet. There was just Kathy, Matt, and myself here. We did ask Seth and the Mid Valley people some questions. I think everybody was relatively satisfied on the draft. And again, after the draft is to be presented for the full budget on August 11th. Moving on, we just had a couple of small items. We have the driver's education waiver fee, which is on for action tonight. Nick brought you up to speed on the Miller's Rec Center, so there's much there to talk about. We also had the facility update, which we had just explained. We did say at the meeting last month, meaning the business services, that we would bring some to the board by September of this year, 2014, is when the board would start to take a look at the different options for the Norris Rec Center. And then the last item was Dr. Poplin, who gave us a review of the new on the UK. What's it? What, you,
acuity.
Acuity.
Okay, okay. And the W or the YPP, he just gave us a brief overview on both of them. And I think the other night was just a conference last meeting, and he was nowhere in South Carolina or something.
Georgia.
So yes. So we all said goodbye to him, and that takes care of my report. So,
the moving van showed up the same day as his last day of work.
Ken, how about community relations?
We are meeting on
28th
at 6, or a little slightly before.
We could meet as early as 5:30 or when policy ends.
As soon as I can get here.
And just so everybody knows, I think on that meeting you're going to see a proposal for adding lacrosse. Is that right?
That is one of the items that is potentially on the agenda once I talk with Mrs. McConnell.
All right.
Can I just throw in two questions? One,
is this the varsity?
Did we ever decide about whether to tear down the back of all courts?
Well, that's part of the report that we'll get in the fall.
Okay. I don't know if we decide. And, no, I forgot the other question.
If it comes to you, let us know.
I will.
How about housing? Anything there?
It was postponed again. The final draft of the CMAP project is still in works, so we're looking at August.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay. And DPTO?
Nope. Not meeting. No school. However, intergovernmental met.
Oh, yes.
Did that report. Just briefly, getting together. They were in the library, and they talked about construction projects going on in the district area, and all those should be finished by the time school starts, such as Dean Street. I guess it's getting paved over in Tyler. Also, since we were at the library, they are hosting the art show or the display of our students' artwork in the library. And from what I saw, it was wonderful. And actually, people at the meeting were really, commenting about how wonderful it was, the students' work, and they were really proud of them. And then the last thing is, it did not come from me, but came up through the library trustee and other people. Other agencies being very concerned about FOIA requests and how burdensome and long and expensive they are. And it's something we've been dealing with for a while. But I guess some people have really kind of gotten it into their, almost people feel like they use it as a weapon, and very long, and they all kind of concurred that it's becoming really a difficult and expensive thing, as we've known for a while. So
at the library?
It was at the library, the meeting for the library. Actually, the library trustee did bring it up,
about
but was about FOIAs being used as in a way to very long, difficult, expensive FOIAs to put together, and all of the units of government that were there, maybe not the township, but the other ones, had all recently been served or had these similar requests going up, and they were all starting to get really alarmed at how expensive and time-consuming it was. It's something that we've been saying for a while, so I just thought that was kind of interesting. It's not just us.
Okay.
that's it.
Mr. Dillon, I remember.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Corinne if the student liaison was, excuse me, if the student liaison was coming to the meeting.
Yes.
The student liaison is coming.
That is also on the list.
Okay. Anything I missed? Okay. Well, that takes us for action. So item 5A, do I have a motion to approve the Norris Recreation Center operating agreement?
So moved.
Mr. Manheim, second. Mr. Gaffney? Questions, comments?
Yes. Just a question. I assume that they have approved the increase in their rent and it's in their operating budget. They can afford that?
Yes.
Even with improvements that are coming up?
Yes. I mean, that's not part of it.
When this budget forecasting, what are you looking at having those improvements put in place? So when is that expense going to occur?
We haven't decided what the improvements
yeah.
We haven't decided.
It's ambiguous, so I mean, there's no way to pencil it in right now.
And I think the thing is that, just so everybody knows, I mean, I suspect there will be some participation by the district as well as the house.
And input with the district as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, anything else? Okay, seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Yule?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perab?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. Sprague?
Yes, motion is approved. That takes us to the consent agenda. Are there any items that should be pulled?
I would like to put G, the Intergovernmental Cooperation with St. Charles Park District and the Mid Valley Co-op for next year.
Okay, any others? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exception of 6G?
Second.
Mr. Gaffney, Mr. McNally, second. Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Huell?
Yes.
Mr. Sprague?
Yes, motion is approved. Do I have a motion to approve the Intergovernmental Cooperation Agreement between St. Charles Park District and Mid Valley for 2014 through 2015?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. McConnell?
Thank you.
Comments?
I pulled it because I felt that there were a lot of things about it I didn't understand. It seems like it's a brand new thing. I could be wrong. But in our role as fiduciary for that group, lots of times I have felt uncomfortable about agreeing to things, so I wanted to know more. And the things I really wanted to know about was, first of all, is it a new agreement? Is it a new arrangement? Is St. Charles Park District creating a program or having this program? And it seemed to be at other schools. So then I didn't know, is it our St. Charles schools or is it schools throughout the co-op? And if it is, how can we be doing that?
Our schools. And so this is just at Mays, not at any of the other schools. So it's just at Mays.
Okay.
And so it's our after-school programming, right?
But have we had one before? Huh? Have we had this before?
Not at Mays.
Okay.
No, we haven't had one at Mays before, but we have in all of our other schools. So this is a similar agreement to what we have with the Park District for our other schools as well.
Okay. It seemed a little wider than that. I tried to read it. I really didn't. Contract carefully, but
okay.
I had enough questions by that time. But I also do kind of wonder, so if we have the St. Charles Park District having classes or after-school activities at Mays, as some of these kids, maybe half of the kids aren't St. Charles residents, so is that kind of a, you know, they're not within the boundary of the St. Charles Park District. Is that really something that works? And I guess that's a question for them. If monetarily, if it works for them, or you know, if it fits in with their mission.
Yeah, I mean,
it's okay.
I can tell you that pretty succinctly, they don't lose money on this deal.
Uh-huh.
So they make a little bit of money on this. So it fits within their profile. It's within their offering the services within their boundaries.
Right. But it's not for residents. I mean, some of them are.
I would think that objection would be something they would have to
right.
come up with. And on top of it, that we provide things for you know, non-residents can come to all kinds of park district things. They just have to pay a non-resident fee.
Right.
And
right.
We're kind of doing that through a different cooperative, so.
Right.
That's all you meant. And so, and then, so this is kids that are at Bates right now. So right. Kids aren't coming from another school, meaning other kids in the co-op that might be housed at another school are coming. Okay. And it hadn't ever been done before. This is the first time.
Yeah, I think that we just haven't had that opportunity before, and I think parents have asked for it, and others have asked for it, so we, you know, Park District is willing to do that, and so it worked out well for us.
Okay. Thank you. I just really, it was new, and I just really didn't understand some of the specifics, so. Okay, I'm fine.
Can I just ask who wrote it or who proofread it?
I don't know who wrote it. I'm assuming the Park District attorneys wrote it, so.
Okay, any other questions, comments? All right, seeing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. McConnell?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Parag?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. Sprague?
Yes, motion is approved. And it takes us to our for information section. Any questions on freedom of information requests?
I'd like to thank you for putting the time and the amounts down.
Mm-hmm. That helps. How about the 303 financial report?
I just have a question on that, just clarification. What is the committee for children? I don't know what that
was. One of the FOIA requests?
Oh, no.
The financial
report. Financial report.
Committee for children.
Just
help me out with where it's at.
It's in the financial. It's in the budget. Is it an alpha order? Because I was scrolling through it. Just knew. I was just curious.
Is it Mid Valleys or ours?
Ours.
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 Really?
But it, you can get that to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
All right. We will. Committee for children.
Committee for children. I know it sounded like a not-for-profit or association rather than a budget.
It's not in the bill statement. It's in the budget.
It's in the bill statement.
It's in the bill statement. Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. That helps.
Okay.
And
Mid-Valley Financial Report, questions, comments? Okay. Takes us to new business. Is there any new business? Go ahead.
Recently, Governor Quinn signed legislation that says that seven-year-olds are no longer the starting age for school, mandated starting age for school. Now it's six-year-olds. And I was wondering if that's going to have any effect on our district.
No. We don't really see an impact on us because we offer kindergarten, in regards to that already. So he still didn't mandate all-day kindergarten as part of that. So I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
I think it's more of an impact on Chicago than in some of those areas.
That's what I expected. I was just wondering.
Okay. Did you have something?
I did. I had a couple things. I wanted to maybe discuss how we might get exited of the information. Just had a discussion about it. It's something I think is important. And the other thing that I was thinking about was I thought that we were just going to go to the other schools for a year.
For meetings every other month?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can put that on the agenda for next month, unless you want to put it in community relations first.
Yeah, but we put it there.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about moving the meetings every other month to community relations. And the other, exit interviews.
Exit interviews.
Learning and teaching or business services? Just if we can have access to exit interviews or what we hope to gain from them. Are they important?
Would that be like a community relations? Or?
No, it would be
personnel.
It would be administrators or teachers or whatever. So I don't know.
I don't know if that's, is that something the board wants to start seeing?
Well, we should just have the conversation if we want to see.
Yeah,
it, so.
We'll at least have the discussion. So,
I'd be interested.
How about business services? It's personnel.
It'll be learning and teaching or business services.
Yeah, we'll do business services. Okay, and then I actually had a new business item. This is something Mr. Reichling's already working on, but I just want to bring the rest of the board up to speed. I was thinking that, you know, a couple of years ago we put in the capital plan, our five-year capital plan, because it seemed like every meeting we would get this parking lot needs asphalted, and then this school needs a new roof. And so we asked for a plan to be put together, and I think we've kind of gotten to the same area with our technology, in that, you know, every meeting it's this subscription is up, or we need to buy this or that. So I just asked if it's possible to put together some kind of a plan, like a five-year technology plan. I guess the difference would be, since technology changes so much, we can't have an exact plan. But I think if we can have a better idea of kind of the fixed costs, or the things that are up for subscription every year, or the kind of technology that we know we want to do, then it makes some of those surprises a little easier to absorb. So hopefully we'll see that in a couple months. Probably business services, I would assume.
Asphalt doesn't change year to year.
So, what's that?
It's an asphalt doesn't change year to year.
Right.
But technology changes month to month.
Yep. Any other new business? Okay, then we'll adjourn to, or do I have a motion to adjourn to closed session for the purpose of student discipline, also for the purpose of litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
So moved.
Okay, second. Mr. McNally, second. Okay, would you call the roll?
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Prock.
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney.
No.
Mrs. Yule.
No.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McConnell.
Yes.
Mr. Sperling.
Yes. Motion is approved. And why don't we take 10 minutes and give up the closed session.